Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, May 30th, 2012. I want to welcome the gigantic National Security Agency, CIA, Mossad, MI6, illegal listening operation to the show. We've confirmed the entire Chantilly, Virginia, Marriott, Westfields is full of NSA and spies. They ran background checks on everyone in the hotel last night and threw almost everyone out. Everyone else that was allowed to stay, and we have journalist witnesses to all of this. This is exactly what I saw 4 years ago, just not this intense. That's unprecedented that they just had just lines in the conference rooms of people doing background checks. And we have this from insiders in the hotel. I'll just leave it at that. But we also have it from journalists that witnessed it separately. I tried to get in this morning. You know, the general manager called me yesterday and said, you know, we're going to give you another room somewhere else. I already knew that was going to be the case probably. So we went and stayed.
And I walked over to the police officer. We shot video of this. So we posted up at Infowars.com in a matter of minutes. It live streamed, but we had the live stream link, but we're not archiving really on the Bilderberg page. The highlights that are archived there, so we're going to get those up under their own headline. The point is, it's total information overload. I had a big stack of little notes I'd written this morning, and now I can't find them.
So I'm having to rewrite them from memory before we come back in the next break. To be able to cover every facet of this, we are in Virginia. We are just a mile or less. We're about a half mile, actually, from the Westfields Marriott. And if you're watching on video Skype, it looks exactly like the hotel we were in Roanoke yesterday because we're in the same hotel chain. And so the room is identical to the hotel that we were in. I won't say what hotel we're in just because there's so many great Patriot listeners and fans that are here that I can't go in a restaurant or walk down the street without cars stopping. And it looks like this is going to be big. It looks like thousands of people are already starting to show up. A lot of local listeners from Virginia. Cars were driving through the Westfields parking lot this morning while I was talking to the police for about 20 minutes, waiting for the head of the Marriott to come out and tell me to leave. I knew not to go in because I'd heard they've been grabbing on people's arms, the private Bilderberg security, and grabbing cameras out of their hands and screaming at them and letting them know we have machine guns. This is foreigners. We have machine guns. I can't imitate a Northern European accent, but that's what they tell them. And they tell the employees. They say, what is this? And they go, they have machine guns. Watch yourself. Just pure intimidation. So we've got that insanity. Here's some other big breaking news. They put a big fence up around it. Before they put police tape up, because there's a bunch of acreage around it, you have to drive into it. Now they have big barricade fences up. Jacobson, come on over here. We're going to break, but maybe I'll have you pull up a chair later. Ooh, Devil Bucks coffee. Thank you. Tell folks just briefly as we've got a break. You were just out of the room. Tell folks what you just witnessed in 60 seconds.
I witnessed the fence, which wasn't there, of course, in 2008 when we were there. And the report we got this morning of the room, the entire hotel being filled with room after room after room of electronic surveillance equipment, and them going through basically every single person who is on the guest list of the Westfields Marriott, finding out who they are with multiple agencies probably, and lots of people. What was described to me as hundreds of people, up to 150 people doing research on all of the guests in Westfields. And basically, as far as I know, everybody, they cleared the hotel out.
And now the new ridiculous cover story. Before they were overbooked, even though we were already booked, now what are they saying?
Now, at first it was, oh, we're overbooked. Now they're renovating, like, real quick. They went from one story to the other.
All right, hey, we're going to be right back. I'm going to get you and Aaron on later. Aaron's about to post a bunch of video of the police under orders of Bilderberg throwing us off. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a historic event taking place here in Fairfax County, Virginia. Bilderberg 2012. And the things that have happened since last night are staggering, to say the least. I'm going to try to go over this in chronological order. Paul Watson has an article up covering some of this at InfoWars.com right now. But he is, again, listening so that he can add an update, because it's far worse than even his breaking article has. What we learned in just the last hour and a half. Bilderberg launches unprecedented security crackdown, talk of machine guns and surveillance, spooks hotel guest. Now, that's what I knew when I talked to Paul about 2 hours ago, going around outside the Westfields Marriott. Then I made the decision to go ahead and just go up and talk to the police who were parked up front, because I knew they were going to have been given orders to tell us we had to leave the property. But then I could say, well, I'm a registered guest, and I made the manager come out and say that I, you know, had to go, and gave us the ridiculous cover story that they're renovating now. They had overbooked. Now they're renovating with a big fence around it. And there are foreigners, mainly women, and we've even able to identify their names. We're double-checking it right now. Four women run Bilderberg around the chairman, who's a man. And one of them is a tall, like 6'3", Swedish woman, screaming at everyone, Employees ask what's going on. It's like, basically, watch yourself. We've got machine gun nests. Like, that just scares everyone. Oh, my God, it's North Korea. You have machine guns? And there's NSA, FBI, diplomatic security, CIA, huge data banks running every guest in the hotel's background. And if you've got as much as a misdemeanor in there or any political affiliation, you are. They knock on your door and tell you to leave last night. Or when you try to check in, they don't let you go. So the hotel is basically empty. I had had the head of the hotel, Richard, I wrote down his name on a list of things, and then I lost my little notepad, of course. What's the name of the you can always remember the head of the hotel? Director of Operations Stultz. What's his first name, Brian? It's Brian Stultz. And when he called me, I put it on speaker, and Rob recorded it. So we have this recorded if he denies it. And if he denies it, you know, it's a public operation. It's one-party consent in Virginia. And they're violating my consumer rights as well as my other rights. I'll just air it. But that part doesn't matter. He said that that we wouldn't be allowed to stay there. And I said, well, what if I want to come have a hamburger there? And he said, well, if you can get in, and started laughing, you can have a hamburger. And then he said, well, are you recording this? And I said, yes. And he said, are you broadcasting this? And I said, no. So we have that. But all of that pales in significance to what happened today. Okay, they've put a big fence up around the property. It's a pretty big property. It's a big conference center. And in some areas, you know, it's probably 300, 400 yards from hotel buildings to the perimeter. So that's a big fence. And they've got little openings here and there for the diplomatic security, the Marines in plain clothes, the Fairfax police in plain clothes. Then they've got the private security and bodyguards of all the foreigners that run this country. I mean, imagine in America, you're sitting there eating in a restaurant, and a big Swedish woman comes over and says, I can't imitate a Swedish accent, but I guess it kind of sounds German. You need to leave now. Now you go. And one journalist I was talking to saw a woman just on her smartphone surfing. And she's like, give me that, and grabs the woman's arm. Give it to me. You don't do it. I mean, this is what our country has turned into. And I told the police outside, I said, they're violating federal law, the Logan Act, for politicians to meet in secret with corporate interest. It's totally illegal. Hillary got fined 300 and something foul back in the 90s for it. That's on record. The cops were very nice, very receptive, and were all smiling at me, so they must be listeners. And one of them said, oh, yeah, you know, I was here last year, the sergeant who was in charge. And so they were very supportive of the free speech, Constitution, Bill of Rights, didn't act like disgraceful thugs like so many other departments do. It's just very refreshing, the Fairfax police. And it goes beyond Bilderberg not wanting to get an arrest or have a scene. They don't care now. They know it's in Politico. They know it's in the Washington Post. They know it's in Salon. They know it's all over Drudge. They know they're in trouble. And so they don't care. In fact, it looked like they were already trying to get the cops to arrest us today. They had some of the managers on the phone with one of the higher-up commanders that was staying in his car, and then they were having little meetings and shaking their heads. And another police officer told me off record, he said, look, we're not going to do any dirty tricks, even if they want us to. He goes, yeah, I know what they do. He goes, we're not going to do that. And so the entire body language of the police were, they realized the crooks were inside. So because America understands what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, and who knows what dirty tricks the establishment's going to pull, because they are hopping mad. I talked to our sources, and again, what always happens is hotel employees will never talk to you at first until they actually see the Bilderberg scum arrive, and you're not allowed to look them in the eyes. Hillary yells at people. They're just so rude to them that they then always give us the full data dump. And I did not go to the hotel last night. Obviously, I didn't want to be identified immediately. We sent our moles in. And I got some good info. We have other insiders very close to Bilderberg. We have just absolutely penetrated Bilderberg big time. And I'm an American citizen. This is my country. I am the organic, real defense resistance to a foreign takeover. You may have seized our military. You may have seized most of the police. You may have seized the governors and most of the legislatures. You may have seized the federal government. But you did not seize Alex Jones or my listeners. You didn't seize those police minds out there. who absolutely know what's going on. And just were very nice. And you could tell know what's going on. I'm going to leave it at that. But the point is that America is waking up, okay? And you got a bunch of foreigners here who have the federal government pay to move our factories overseas, pay to bail out their foreign banks. It makes me so angry. And they've got the nerve to stomp around in the hotel, screaming at journalists, coming up, threatening employees.
Not tell anyone
what you see here. We have men with machine guns. Literally. I've talked to two different people that have had run-ins with this woman. Imagine some walking. See, people think Americans are cowards. Americans have been in a trance and have been lazy. Okay, it does not intimidate us that you've got some woman out of a James Bond movie, you know, 6'3", blonde, stomping around going, "We had machine guns, Americans." You think that intimidates us? You globalist enemy of the Republic, you think any of this intimidates us? Got another thing coming. We've already won, witch. Okay, you're already blown wide open politically. The pen is mightier than the sword. You think you scare us? If you were to Ken State somebody, that'd be the end of Bilderberg. That'd be the end of you. Don't you understand that? We're winning because we've got you around the throat politically like a boa constrictor, and we're going to crush you politically. Crush you. You never stop pushing, do you, globalists? You never stop pressing. Well, we've learned that as well, and we're not stopping. Relentlessly. Relentlessly, we're smashing up against you politically, pointing out you're the crooks, you're the foreign power, you're the mafia. I was telling the police. They're like, "Oh, so yeah, Bilderberg, they were here. Yeah, these are like the big foreign banks, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Well, yeah, Loganac." And I'm like, "Well, you remember back in the 50s, they said the mafia didn't exist, La Cosa Nostra. But then there was that famous case in the farmhouse in Connecticut." And they're like, yeah. "Well, you know why J. Edgar Hoover, you know, said all that was because they were blackmailing." And they're like, yeah, we know about that. And I'm like, "Well, this is the real mob. They want you to think there's just an Italian mob." And they're like, "No, we get it." Yeah. And I'm like, "Yeah, they're in there threatening people with machine guns." You know, as if it's supposed to scare the guests. They're like, "Unbelievable." I mean, it was amazing. Because a lot of the talk with the cops was off air. I would hand the live stream away and go talk to them. But a lot of those conversations are up now. Aaron's posting them right now at Infowars.com. I think the headline is going to be Alex Jones. Bilderberg has Alex Jones and crew thrown out of hotel. And, you know, the cops go over and said, "All right, you know what they're going to do, right?" They're coming out here to tell me to leave. He goes, "That's right." And I've already been talking to the other cops for 20 minutes. And he goes, "I was here last year and I appreciate, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to," the guy came out and tried to tell us to turn our cameras off, looked at the cops. I said, "It's a public commons. I was a so-called guest. There's no perception of privacy here. Same reason you got cameras." He goes, "Well, you got to leave." And I said, "Well, give me my vouchers for my other hotel now," and made him go in and get that. And just illustrated it all. And so I am calling for a peaceful, not flash mob, but First Amendment event. Call it First Amendment mob if you want, but the idea is that a group of people is a mob. Before it is officially shut down tomorrow, now is the time. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the Sound of the InfoWar. All activists, everyone, starting now, right through this evening, go into the hotel and engage in the evil crime of getting a glass of orange juice or a water or a hamburger if you want it or a salad. Go into the Wellington pub, go into the restaurant, ask questions, make contacts with people. Say, "Look, I know you're not going to talk to me now, but when you hear the evil, you see what they're doing, you know, here's my card, here's my info. Get in touch with us." And again, we've got other sources. We don't even need those sources. But we have absolutely penetrated Bilderberg because they've penetrated us. They're on our home turf. They're in our country, destroying our country. They want Agenda 21. That's leaked. By the way, I've got some more of their agenda from my multiple sources, and I'm just collating it right now. Things are moving too quickly. We're going to continue to try to break all this down. Jim Tucker, who's just arrived in town, is going to be joining us from his hotel via phone. We're going to have Mark Anderson on as well. That's coming up. In fact, now that I think about it, why don't you invite Mark Anderson to just get both of them to drive over to our hotel? If not, we'll still do it over the phone. It'd be better just to have them right here in the hotel with us. We're staying in a different hotel than them. We'll be right back with the rest of Bilderberg 2012. I got a lot of other intel for you. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all. He just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Bilderberg 2012. I am less than a mile away from the Brooks Field Marriott, and I would normally be there until tomorrow morning when security starts getting real rude and saying leave, and then around noon or 1, Bilderberg attendees start arriving. Not now. They are running the backgrounds like it's an airport and like they're TSA. Foreign spooks are, foreign operatives, foreign intelligence community people, foreign ghost operators are in there, and they're screaming at people and getting in everyone's face and grabbing journalists, but also just regular people who are just there on their smartphones surfing, and they run over and physically grab them. That's America, because a bunch of global crooks want to meet with our politicians, their property, and get trillions of dollars more of our tax money and loot and rob the pension funds. That's all over the news. Bain Capital is just one small group of that. The media is focusing on that to make it a political football between Obama and Romney to make it about them when they're just front men. And we're here covering this. Now, again, last night and this morning I wrote a bunch of notes on the hotel notepad. You know, I know it's old-fashioned. People type on their smartphones, but I'm not really good at typing. I'm pretty good at typing on a regular keyboard, but not with my fingers on a smartphone. So I had all these notes, and I've been looking around during the break, but basically I tried to reconstruct most of my notes here. This is our country. You need to get out of here and stop acting like it belongs to you. Paul Watson has a big report where one of the big Bilderberg attendees, this premier out of Canada, openly wants the carbon tax. And, yes, I've confirmed from my sources indeed, they are trying to figure out how to get the carbon tax resurrected. So let me write that, carbon tax resurrected. I just remember what one of my sources told me. We're getting the best intel ever out of this. Because people recognize this isn't our government anymore. In the past, people would just kind of go along with the power structure thinking it was kind of cool. People now get, from the police to you name it, hey, this isn't cool. This isn't cool. These people want to hurt me in my future. We're getting together against the enemy. So there's that. There's the big fence they put up around it. The biggest issue is that they ran background checks on all their guests and threw most of the hotel out last night, and now they're throwing everybody out today. It was like, okay, your background check checks out to go to the Marriott days before the elite arrive, but now you've got to leave beforehand. So if your background check, whatever they made up, didn't check out, you had to leave immediately. But now everyone is not being allowed to check in today. They are evacuating it. The police said, well, one of them said on tape, he said, man, you've really stirred something up now. And off record, I talked to some of the cops, and they said, it's just incredible. They said, yes. I said, what is this about machine gun nests? And they said, no comment. So they are so scared, ladies and gentlemen, that a bunch of foreigners that own our government through fraud are holding up there, and the building is full of NSA, CIA, foreign operators. So they were walking out while I was out there. I was shooting live streams of it and just looking at us with hate. And I started laughing at them, like, you think you intimidate me? You think because you've got a shaved head and you're carrying a gun and that you've sold out to traitors that you scare me? Don't you guys understand something? I understand the danger. I get it. You think you're going to do that and then make me run away? It only makes me recommit to defeating you and defending this republic. Don't you understand I'm committed and the rest of this country's getting committed right now against you? Don't you understand we're going to take this country back and all of you collaborators are going to get jury trials? You will get jury trials, but all these prisons you built to put nonviolent offenders in, you're going in them. You're going in them. Or we'll allow you to leave the country, just like our forebears did when we won the war after 7 years, back at the start of 1776, 7 years later. 7 years later. You either went to prison or you left our republic. Big news coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Odenberg Group went down in Virginia. Yeah, they were looking for a country to steal.
For a soul to steal.
They were way behind. They were in a bind. They were looking to put more fluoride in the water.
This young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot.
And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, Mr. Jones, let me tell you what.
I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul.
I think I'm better than you.
The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take
but
your
I'll
bet.
I'll take your bet. You're going to regret, because I'm the best that's ever been.
Johnny, rise up your voice.
Well, we're not the best that's ever been, but the American people have been the greatest that's ever been, and it's reawakening, where we are rediscovering our republic. Here's the deal. Jim Tucker and Mark Anderson of American Free Press, really the icon of exposing Bilderberg, Jim Tucker, and to a great extent along with him, Mr. Anderson, they are set to come on. Jim for 30 minutes in the next hour, Mark Anderson for 30 minutes the hour after that. But we were just talking to Mark during the break, that is the crew was. We may just get them to come on over to my hotel that's very close to the Bilderberg Hotel, and have him here in studio with us. But Jim is checked into his hotel. We've got a room here. We've also got one at the hotel that Jim's at. So look for what's happening there. But after the show today, right through the evening, everyone, citizens, media, all of you are journalists. I suggest you go to Justin TV or you go to systems like Ustream, sign up. It's very easy with your smartphone and just go in there live streaming. And you'll think it's like vampires at high noon. Now they'll have it with checkpoints shut down starting tomorrow. And what's amazing is there's no mainstream media out there yet. Though I do have a bunch of newspapers calling me. I should have brought a crew of like five people, but I just don't have that many people to bring. But I've got all these reporters calling me, and I need to call them. I mean, right now I need to tell these people I'm going to talk to them. Yes, let me just talk about multitasking, syndicated radio show. I'll say, call you soon. On air, I've got the biggest media in the country that we're talking to. Shout out to those folks again, and a bunch of other big media. So the dam is definitely breaking on this whole situation. I want to take your phone calls here on this subject or any of the other news. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You guys can text me the numbers. What's amazing here is that they are so scared, they are so freaked out over journalists, over the fact that the American people know that 130 robber barons with about 50 of their guests are set to start meeting tomorrow at 1 p.m., and that the mainstream media for decades talked to us like we were lobotomized children and told us, hey, there is no such thing as a global elite that controls politicians. The buck stops with prime ministers and presidents. There's no insider deals. There's no scams going on. None of this is happening. There is no smoky room. There is no elite. There are no special interests. There is no corruption. And here we are. Jim, after 35 years, myself after 17, and so many others, those of you listening out there that have taken action, whether you sent somebody a video link to Endgame or whether you came out and protested or whether you called into talk radio and got made fun of, nobody makes fun of us anymore. I go on international shows, national shows, local radio, TV, and they go, okay, there is a global elite. What are you going to do about it? Now at least they just say, oh, you don't have any power. What are you going to do about it? That's their new propaganda tactic. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Okay, foreign banks took over Europe, took over the U.S. Okay, they are crooks. Okay, you're right. What are you going to do about it? Well, we're going to go and expose these people, and we're going to expose them to the police and military and the entire system and say to the entire system, is this what you really want to be ruled by? Because these people want to destroy our economy worldwide so they can control it. It's a post-industrial system. These are eugenicists. People are learning what that means. They're like, oh, that's why my kid has got cancer at age 7. Oh, that's why I'm getting neurological disorders at 35. Oh, that's why my wife's got breast cancer at 40. Oh, wow, it's true. They really did put cancer viruses in the vaccines. Wow, Rockefeller Foundation, linked at InfoWars.com. You know what? I don't like these people. You see, that's happening, and that's what we're doing. We're identifying, hey, get past Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, puppets come and go. Those people, they're the ones, the same rich, ultra-rich people lecturing us on how our taxes should be higher all day because they're so compassionate when they're the biggest recipients of corporate welfare. They get your money. They get your bailouts. Subsidiaries of Bill and Melinda Gates outfits, Warren Buffett, Bain Capitals and USA Today, big recipient of government money, Obama and Romney. It's the same deal. It's a joke. It's a fraud. It's a Don King boxing match. It's a rigged Super Bowl. We know it's rigged. We're done. We're done. And so they're freaking out, running around, telling hotel guests, you better watch it. We have machine guns. This is how pathetic our country's gotten. And again, we've got to admit we've gotten pathetic to ever turn it around. If you're an alcoholic, you know, drinking half bottle of Jack Daniels every night and your liver's going to fail, the doctor says, if you don't quit doing this, you're going to die. It's not negative to be told the truth. Or you're smoking four packs of cigarettes, you're getting emphysema, and the doctor says you better quit doing that, or you're going to end up dying in a few years after you go on oxygen tanks. You better stop it. It's not negative to admit the problems we've got, to admit how far we've fallen to turn this around. People say, oh, be positive about things. I am positive. This is a great country. This is a great world. I want to build up humanity. I want freedom. I want to admire free market and rugged individualism and everything that's good and the family. I saw where they arrested a preacher that spoke from the pulpit that spanking was good. Folks, spanking is legal in all 50 states. But people, I've been before when my kids are, you know, a few times in the store start saying, I want this toy, and just a few times, and I said, I'm going to take you out in the car and give you a spanking. Or I'm going to take you in the bathroom here. And my wife years ago been like, when we first had children, they were like, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old. She's like, isn't that illegal? And my wife's super smart. And I'm like, no, it says that it's not. And, you know, the point is beating them indiscriminately, causing bodily harm is. I mean, they're trying to arrest principals now who paddle people. Let me tell you something. That paddling worked on me. In fact, I should have had more of it. And again, it's because every mammal species does that. I've seen videos on the Nature Channel, Nature Channels, where the baby seal keeps going over to the ice where the whales breathe, where the killer whales are hunting. And the mama knows there's a killer whale under there. She can smell it. She can sense it. And the baby keeps going over there. And she comes over and barks at him and nudges him away, comes over another time. She comes over and slaps on him with her flipper. Third time, she comes over and bites him. About 80% down his back. That's a mammal instinct to paddle or far away from the head and the eyes because you don't want to hurt them. It's an instinct in mammals. I have watched deer hunting does when and I've also watched from my back porch when a little fawn, that's a baby deer, folks, little white spots, Bambi, gets up and goes out in the field, and she's wanting him to lay down in the brush because there might be coyotes or something out there, and she'll come over and she'll push him away. But when they get older, they don't listen. And I've seen them kick them. Kick them. And, yes, bite them. Now, are we going to have CPS go take the deer's babies away? Look, sometimes they're not doing what you're... Three times, child tries to put their a spoon or a knife into the electric socket. They learn how to pull the things off. You know, you got your kids running around. I've heard stories of this chopping up the sofa with scissors. You don't have a intellectual discussion with them. The truth is, it's like dog training. The globalists are doing this to us. They just don't want us to know and have the adults be in charge. Because either you're going to indoctrinate your children or someone else is. You understand the difference? And when they're really young, it's just like a puppy. You don't, there's no pressure when you spank a puppy with a rolled up newspaper. Don't go on the carpet. You go outside or you go on these newspapers. No, no. And you barely pop them with it. If you do it when they're small enough, 5 months and on, you don't want to do it when they're really little because they're too little. And I'm talking about dogs here, not humans. If you do it that way, it's just, you know, the fact that they're emotionally being told this is bad, they get a compulsion against not doing it. It's very, very simple. I'm now digressing off here, but I have given the phone number out. It's 800-259-9231. And John Harmon, we're doing this low tech today. We still didn't get IMs set up for Yahoo. I don't know why. Maybe we'll do that for the show today or maybe during the show. I'm not sure because this isn't my regular computer. But you guys can give me the phone callers on my cell phone, 800. Okay, fantastic. Just text that to me. Thank you. But again, recapping all that's happened here at Bilderberg 2012, you can go up to Infowars.com and you can see the article Agenda 21 to be discussed at Bilderberg. Well, really, Agenda 21 to be reorganized at Bilderberg or to be relaunched. Would really be the headline. That's from public statements of Bilderberg members, but I've confirmed that indeed they're trying to come up with a new scam ahead of the Agenda 21 meeting, 20-year anniversary that they're about to have down in South America. Also, Bilderberg breaking news, again, is an area where you've got all the latest live video feeds we did. Those are then archived there, the ones I did a few hours ago when the Bilderberg group had us thrown out of the hotel, talking with the police, all of it, pretty powerful footage. Again, we have Bilderberg breaking news, live video from Bilderberg 2012. Both those sections are very, very important. Guys, will you call Aaron and send him in here? Because the headline I wanted was Bilderberg has Alex Jones thrown out of a hotel. That's the headline I want, not Bilderberg breaking news. Because now what we've got here is we've got two data pages. We've got Bilderberg breaking news and live video from Bilderberg 2012, and neither one of those described the last video we did. It's not a big deal. I just went over this like six times, I think. So, I'm here just directing all this from the hotel room, doing the radio broadcast. So it's unprecedented. They put fences up around the buildings. They have kicked most people out of the hotel, running background checks on them last night, and just get out. You know, come to your door, get out. Knock, knock, knock. Speak of the devil, somebody's knocking on the door right now. Do you not have a key? I'll let you in right now. Gave the key to Jacobson. Here you go. Anyways, hey, did you go with the headline, Alex Jones thrown out of Bilderberg?
That's next. I've been coordinating.
Oh, that's next. Who are you coordinating with?
All the guys at the office.
Well, we might want to combine. Well, that was just the note. That's all I want is that one thing. What? Who told you something else was first?
I'm just trying to get it done.
Okay, all right. Hey, on your computer, is the link to Bilderberg coverage over here on the side, or is it up here on the right-hand side? We've added a green link. I notice it's fixed on my computer now. It says Bilderberg 2012. I want to see what this takes people to, because what we want to do is we want to have one consolidated area, but as each new breaking thing comes out, it gets its own page, and then that's linked on the master page so the page doesn't crash people's computers. See, it's kind of like if there's six movies in a series. They come out individually, but then they're in a box set. That's, I know you know that. I know you've been doing a great job on the road. I'm just trying to. Okay, so this is linked to. This has got it. Okay, if you go to the green link, fantastic, Aaron. Yeah, I just by itself wanted to have a link that, you know, that doesn't matter. Fantastic. How are you doing, buddy?
Great, man.
What's your identification number? We're fine here. Everything's fine. Who is this? Boring conversation anyways. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Looking for a laptop I could use.
You're looking for a laptop you can use? What happened?
I think it's one of the bus.
Oh, you haven't had a computer for the last hour since we got back. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? We have like upteen computers.
That's my computer.
That's what I was worried about. Before we went live, I said, hey, this looks like Aaron's computer. How is he going to update? And I was told you had a computer.
Yeah. Well, there's another one in the bus. We've got to figure that out.
You'll be able to log in on that?
We'll find out.
Well, it's more important you get stuff posted. My God, we're moving at like Schnecky speed, but you're usually like the lightning snail. That's not your fault. Jesus, excuse me, Lord. We better just go buy more computers, I guess. Because, I mean, I thought we had like five computers, but we just can't. Well, where'd they go?
No. They're not in that room.
And by the way, when you guys are telling me these callers, I don't really hear it. That's why I can't go to them until they're texted to my phone. So there's that. Yeah, they're just not coming in. So for whatever reason. No, I have my phone. Not the white phone. They have the white phone to upload some of the raw videos we shot with the police. It doesn't matter. Calls or scraps, fine. Okay. But anyways, going back to... Thank you, Aaron. Yeah, if you can't find a computer, you can have mine. I don't need one, all right?
Okay.
I'll just wing it with an iPhone, all right? Thanks. Well, there is like five of them, but whatever. Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all fluid. This is all moving very, very quickly here. Bilderberg launches unprecedented security crackdown, first dedicated program exposing Bilderberg errors on Britain's Sky TV. Agenda 21 to be discussed at Bilderberg Confab, confirmed. Westfield's Marriott kicks out all guests 2 days ahead of Bilderberg. That is the latest news. Alex Jones banned from Bilderberg Hotel, calls for press mob. Bilderberg confronted over mass protest. And the first video is an archived Ustream. Our stream broke up five or six times, so I'm not sure how many of them got up there. That's why it's important to watch those live streams while they're happening. And then we have Justin TV as a backup we've been sending some stuff out on, and then YouTube is another system. We're also going to add links to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you click on the green link in the nav bar that says Bilderberg 2012, we're going to add streams of Alex Jones Live or InfoWars Live. That's what we call the daily radio slash TV show you're listening to now. We're going to add what's usually for subscribers, the video, free for everybody as a backup, and the nightly news. In fact, I wanted that yesterday. Today, look for that to be added. There's actually a big Ustream up in the corner of the site as well that says Bilderberg 2012. That is my show and what we'll be doing live out on the street today. So exemplary job from the crew. Again, if I sound a little bit flustered today, it is because, again, last night and this morning I wrote up on Notepad notes of all my intel and then lost it 5 minutes before I went on air. And I'm going to tear this place apart during the next break. You ever lose your keys or something and it sends you into a fit? I'm not really OCD, but I almost am about this notepad missing. Let me see here. Security inside is expecting 500 protesters at its peak. We think it'll be more than that. They're walking up to hotel guests, Bilderberg security is, and telling them, we have machine guns. We've got machine guns. Look out. They're telling people that work there that they put a fence up around it. Now, they ran background checks on everybody yesterday and this morning, started throwing people out of the hotel, blocking us, blocked Aaron out of the hotel. And the big news, I'm calling for everybody who's in the area at the end of the show today, throughout the evening, to just start going into the hotel and ordering a cup of coffee.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Historic event taking place. The American American people are standing up against the criminal globalist cabal that is establishing world government. We are standing up against the New World Order here together, and I salute all of you from all over the country and even foreign countries like Mr. Skelton from The Guardian who are here to cover this. I'm going to take calls in this segment and the next. Then we're not sure if Jim wants to do it over phone or if he's going to travel here and be in studio in the third hour. Jim Tucker, of course, has got some breaking intel on Bilderberg, and we'll get more and more over the next few days. We're looking out for the list that sometimes leaks, sometimes they publish. It's all at InfoWars.com. We have the incredible video footage at InfoWars.com. In the Bilderberg section, the green link, from just about 2 hours ago where I was talking to the police and the Bilderberg group told them to tell me to leave. All of that is up there on tape. Pretty amazing. Also, the drone footage has gone mega viral. Drones shot down over Texas has gone mega viral. I knew it would. The trolls really were upset. And so be sure to get that video out to everybody. It's got an important political message for national sovereignty and the Fourth Amendment. Jordan in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good job. But, yeah, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, man. I'm so tired of these people taking away our rights and amendments and killing us every day, sending our children over to fight a pointless war over oil, and... you know, pretty much your normal American ways. And, man, I'm glad what you're doing. I'm so glad somebody's finally grown up here and standing up to him.
Well, brother, and, I'm here to ring the alarm bell like Paul Revere to get everybody to stand up and simply say, there's the bad man. There's the mafia. There's the people breaking the Logan Act. There they are buying and selling our politicians. I appreciate your call. You live in a beautiful state, Tennessee. I tell you, every time I'm in Tennessee or Virginia or the Carolinas, I'm like, I want to move here. But I'm from Texas, so Texas is pretty too. But, man, I tell you, I know why my ancestors came into this area and were just, like, loving it. Let's go ahead and talk to Henry in British Columbia. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hola, cartoons, mi compadre. What's happening?
Worldwide broadcast, sir. What's on your mind today?
Really digging that Brothers in Arms show, man. That 338 Lapua is just awesome.
Yep, that's the little gun show I'm doing that's going viral with shooting down the drones and all of it.
I'd get one if I had disposable income. I'm really sleep deprived, so I'm going to try to make this quick. Just had two things I want to relate. A while ago, you were talking with Fritz about sexualization of young children in schools. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was grade 8, so 13, they had this course called family planning. And I remember,
yeah, it's eugenics.
Yeah. I remember my teacher said the one thing we don't really talk about, the one area we don't cover is bestiality. So that's good to know. They don't talk about people having sex with animals.
Also, well, actually, the NDAA bill legalized troops having bestiality on base. I'm not kidding.
Well,
I didn't know there was a big lobby for that. I mean, and now they're like, don't discriminate against people that drive by cattle pastures and think they're lovely. I mean, again, I think Marilyn Monroe is gorgeous. I actually do look at cows and think about steaks. I actually do think about the different cutlets of meat, the ribeye, the porterhouse, the New York strip, the T-bone, the filet mignon. We had a steak last night, didn't we, Richard? And at Longhorn Steakhouse. It was pretty good. You know, I got their Longhorn Porterhouse. It's not really a porterhouse. And I was, like, trying to steal Rob's bone-in ribeye. It was much better. God bless you, sir. Good points. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.